on your question on elections, so as I said, we want to see elections, but we also want the conditions to be right for elections. And I've had the privilege of working in a number of different countries. I've seen how elections, if they are not well prepared, can cause more violence than it solves. Particularly if it's winner-take-all elections, where the rules of the game, where the constitutional framework is not yet clear, that can cause problems. Likewise, if a major party is excluded from elections, that can cause problems. Or a situation in which the two main parties are fighting simultaneously through the ballot box and on the battlefield. That is a recipe for chaos and conflict. So we think there's a lot to do in order to prepare for elections. There's also a lot logistically to prepare. And we also need to make sure that the civic and political space is open so that people can compete freely and fairly. You know, elections, as I said, elections are two things. They're an opportunity to choose for the people, to choose who they want to represent them and who they want to lead them. But it's also an opportunity to debate and discuss the future of the country and, you know, what's gone wrong and how the next government or the next parliament will solve those issues. And that debate is often as important as the result. So, as I say, I think there's quite a lot to do, frankly. And we think the best way to solve these issues is through a genuinely inclusive dialogue, which will need to include all parties or leaders to agree, okay, how are we going to get from here to a point of elections and beyond? And so the fact that President Kikwete is here today, we think is a very good opportunity to agree the terms of that dialogue and how that can take place and so forth. So our approach to the elections will depend on how these discussions happen and the result. Thank you.